Today's Health and Wellness, Natural Awakenings, Ms. Fitness, Natural Food Network, Women's Health and Fitness, Day Spa, and some of the websites that they've been on include FastCompany.com, Inc.com, Nibbles.com. Oh, now I've got to go have something to eat. And, of course, some of these radio shows that make you curious, A Girl Named Guy, The Frank Boyer Show, Smart Spaces Inside and Out, and Health Talk. Plus, they're connected with best-selling authors Dr. Jordan Rubin and Dr. David Williams, his alternative newsletter. So, and been on the Tyra Banks Show and even one of the nation's most watched daytime talk shows, which we can't give out the name, but you can guess what that one might be, as well as being featured on Leo DiCaprio's new website, www.11thhouraction.com. So they're well out there, well established, and we're going to have some fun getting some important information to help you right here, right now. So welcome aboard, Dan.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you for taking time to come on in here and help us to learn more about what you're doing and how we can make our lives better. Now, we're talking about, I guess, to me, I don't know if you can help us, because when I mentioned earlier, of course, we want to address this plastic litter, but the one that's most scary to me is toxic chlorine.
Right.
Can you give us some insight about what that means?
Yeah, definitely. Chlorine was actually developed as a gas for chemical warfare for World War I, and they found also that it does a good job of killing things in the water, which it really does do a good job of, but other than that, it does not need to be there. So if you can remove it, which you can with our filters, that's a huge benefit to you and your family's health.
Wow. Okay. And this chlorine gas, I guess if some people had seen that World War I stuff, it was used, I guess, in the trenches, and it killed many people, if I'm understanding correctly.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure to what extent it was used during the war, but that is why it was developed, was for chemical warfare. So.
Ah, okay.
I'm sure it did do its job in that fashion as well.
Yeah, so, yeah. They don't tend to use weapons that don't work. So
exactly.
So we know that the chlorine's toxic. Well, and so we know some of it is showing up in our water because chlorine is often used to kill things in the water since it is good at killing things, people
right.
and other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It does a real good job of disinfecting the waters. Most of the municipal systems around the nation do use chlorine to get rid of the smaller bacteria that can be prevalent in water. So.
Okay, yeah. Now, so I guess there's two areas that I'd want to address because one of the breakthroughs, this goes back a number of years, but I use in my home shower your shower filter, and boy, that's made a difference in my hair and skin and the amount of shampoo I need. And can you tie in a little bit about the one, because I love a wonderful hot shower.
Right. Yeah. The chlorine turns into a gas form when it's heated up, and hot showers are what most people take, obviously. So the chlorine in the water does turn into a gas, and therefore it's absorbed through your skin, hair, and lungs. And it strips the moisture out of your skin and your hair, and when you remove that, you effectively have younger and healthier look and feel to your skin.
Mmm. Wow.
And you also inhale the chlorine, which is bad for your lungs. Taking a shower for 20 minutes is equivalent to drinking 8 glasses of chlorinated water. Even though you're not drinking anything, you're just inhaling it.
That's like a half a gallon of polluted, like for many cities, they're polluted water.
Right, yeah.
Wow, from 20 minutes in the shower.
Exactly.
Ugh. No wonder. And then there's the extra, of course, the health, the thing about breathing that stuff, that's no good. I live in a city, of course, Denver, with it's noted for its air pollution already.
Right.
And then to add in to that, the number of people that haven't utilized something that's simple and effective. Now, to get your system, do we have to, like, hire a plumber, and is it, like, thousands of dollars?
No, it's actually very simple. You take your own shower head off your filter, install the shower filter. It's just like a round ball, basically. You put that on the tube that comes out of the shower wall, then re-put your shower head on the other end of it. So it's simple to install. It takes about 2 or 3 minutes. And the price is actually suggested retail, $44.95. And the filter is good for a year. So for $44.95, you will have chlorine-free water in your shower for an entire year for a family of four. So
family of four.
A few pennies a day.
Wow. So that's figuring like a shower per day per person?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Of course, there are some people that... they only bathe seasonally, but then that the unit could last years. Who knows how long?
Yeah, we do recommend changing them once a year.
Okay, no matter what.
Yeah, because
Okay, just kidding. Now, in the days of the Old West, they had the shows where they would talk about, it was time they hadn't bathed in several months, and they would take their bath. Of course, chlorine wasn't an issue back then either. But,
exactly.
So that's pretty neat. So that's basically for $45 for the initial investment. You and basically a family of four address this problem so that they're taking out the chlorine from the water when they take a shower, as well as from the air, because they won't be breathing that stuff, and immediately by addressing that toxin, their skin, their hair, there should be some improvement. Is that what you get some of that from your customers?
Oh yeah, definitely. A lot of people just call us. Our 800 number is on all our packaging, so people can call with questions they may have, because it is a lot of stuff that people normally don't think about and like to discuss. So we have people call all the time and just say how much they love it. Everything from people with eczema, that I guess it helps with that if you have skin eczema. Also, a lot of people call that dye their hair frequently and say that it makes the dye last a lot longer as well. I don't know about that because I don't dye my hair myself, but
okay.
I have noticed a difference in, like, my shampoo and stuff, where it doesn't seem like I need to use as much, or the conditioner's long. My hair just feels softer. I've been using one for the 8 years I've been working with the company, and I get one for everyone in my family, and they all love it too. And like I said, we have people call all the time and just thank us for having this product available, because they notice the benefits of removing the chlorine almost immediately.
Wow! Yeah. I know it's been a benefit. Now, one of the things, there's some other units out there, and my first one was kind of like a disposable unit. It had a filter inside of it, and then after the year, it was basically throw the whole thing away and buy a new one. And I'm just wondering, do you have a better approach?
Yeah, definitely. And ours is actually reusable. It comes with a cartridge inside it when you initially buy it. Once your year's up and it's time to change it, you don't have to buy an entire system. You can just get a replacement cartridge, take the one you have installed off, open it up, put the new cartridge in, and reclose it, and you have filtered water again for another year. The suggested retail on the replacement cartridges is only $25. $24.99. So that actually lowers your yearly cost after the initial investment.
Wow. That because if you take the 365 times 4, that's about almost 1,500 showers
mm-hmm.
a year for a family of 4.
Right.
My gosh. And after the first year, you're getting that for basically $25 for into that is minuscule.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah, but for the benefits you'll notice, it's well worth quadruple that amount of money.
Yeah. So that's going to take care of one area, and then I had someone they were making a joke, but they said if you have company that's staying too long, you just remove the shower filter, and then shortly they won't feel as good and they'll want to leave sooner.
Yeah, but then they'll get home and they'll feel even worse because they've never had one and want to come back. So talk them into buying one too.
There we go. Okay, so that's the real answer.
Yeah.
All right. Now, could you help address other places? Because you're making mention, we really have to have a ready supply of purified water, and I guess you have several approaches to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you could start us off with just a basic thing, because we see on TV there's different things. There's the Brita filter, there's the Pure, there's a number of things that are heavily advertised on TV. And can you kind of help address that and let us know how if you have any comparisons or anything you can share?
Yeah, definitely. About the drinking water filters?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have actually two different drinking water filters that the company has a patent on, and we manufacture and distribute through health food stores and health professionals, along with the shower filter. One of them is the premium 10-stage filter, and that is a countertop filter that you attach to your kitchen sink to the faucet. It's real easy to install, just like the shower filter. You basically just put a diverter valve on the end of the tap with the pin on it, and then you could divert the water through the filter whenever you want filtered water. That filter itself is real powerful. It removes all the chlorine, of course, the heavy metals like the lead, the cysts and protozoan out of the water, like the Giardia, Cryptosporidium, and all the herbicides and pesticides and organic contaminants. So it's a real powerful filter. That one, just like the shower filter, is good for a year, and it also has a replacement cartridge available. Go ahead.
Okay. So that sounds like a really excellent way to get to do something that's fairly simplified. Now, if I'm remembering from perusing your website, okay to give that out on the air?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Is that New Wave Enviro, newwaveenviro.com, enviro.com there? New Wave Enviro. Did I say it right?
Yep, yeah, that's correct.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, and while we're doing that, if people wanted to call and get information, what's a good number to reach you folks at?
The number to reach us is 800-592-8371.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, one of the things, depending upon if someone's on a really, really tight budget and wants to make some improvement, we know, that basically you got $45 into initially for the shower to improve that, and then $25 a year after that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I see here this thing called Fresh Water Works water filter.
Right. That is another filter similar to the 10-stage. It connects easily to the faucet. It's good for a year also. That one is made for people with a budget. It retails for about $40. And it's good for a year as well.
Oh, okay. Now, you know this better than I do. I'm just attempting to relate if this is new to someone and maybe they've seen and decided, okay, I'm going to get a Brita or a Pure. because I may have seen a commercial on TV, because they talk about fresher tasting water or something like that. Then this freshwater system that you say is good for a year and easily attaches. Now, and you said it was like $40?
Yeah, $39.99 is the suggested retail.
Okay. And how does that compare to the anything you can tell me, you know, in comparison to some of the other things out there?
Well, all the different filters, all the different filter companies have different types of filters depending on the cost. Most of them will remove chlorine. A lot of them will remove lead. I have a comparison here to one of the pitcher filters that basically removes the chlorine and removes the lead. So this one would be comparable to the Fresh Waterworks. It removes the chlorine. That'll get some of the lead, but not all of it. We don't know how much it will get of lead. But anyway, this is a decent comparison.
Okay.
The pitcher filter, your retail price for the replacement is $24.95. That comes to $7.70 per gallon. So you're looking at a cost over 1 year at being $214.95, because you have to change the filter every couple months on those.
Oh. Wow.
On both the Brita and Pure, those have to be changed more frequently than a year.
Okay.
And they do that, you know, a couple reasons. They're a lot smaller than our system. Not that ours is huge, but those fit on a faucet or in a pitcher, so they don't have the filtering capability that ours does, for one. And
oh, okay.
Also, if you charge someone, say, $25 every 3 months, and then that comes up to $75 a year, where our replacement for the 10 stage is about $75 for, or $69 for the whole year. So it's a big cost savings and time too, because everyone's time is real valuable to not be messing around.
Okay. Wow. So
every couple months.
Huh. So if I'm hearing correctly, the fresh water works that's $39 would last a year and is comparable to the Brita and Pure type of a thing. So, but yet for the $39, you've got something that should go all year.
Exactly.
Versus, so it actually becomes, I don't know, maybe 25% of the actual cost of those others.
Right, yeah.
Because you're not replacing the filter media two or three times a year.
Exactly.
Or more, okay. And then the part that was kind of getting my attention, you were saying that that on some of the others out there that only take care of the chlorine and lead, that they can be running you, what, 60, 70, 80 bucks or more a year just for very modest improved water, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so now I'm kind of tantalized here, because this premium 10-stage water filter, that sounds like that's like a big jump above. Can you help explain a little bit of how much of an improvement that is again?
Yeah, definitely. The 10-stage will remove at least 99% of all the chlorine, the cysts, the trihalomethanes, the organic contaminants, and pretty much all the bad stuff in the water.
Okay, and it's the lead and other heavy metals, and
yeah, exactly, and the heavy metals. So it's a real powerful filter that's good for a year, like I said, and it's basically 1,500 gallons of water where everything was removed at that percentage. We've averaged that to about a year for a family of four, and so it comes out to 8 cents per gallon for filtered water.
Wow. Okay, and that's I guess you call that very clean water.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. It's there's no bad taste in it. It removes the contaminants out, it does leave the essential minerals that your body needs in the water, all the natural organic minerals in the water. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that's important. Now, the pricing on this level of help for our water, what is that?
For the 10 stage, the suggested retail is $129.99.
Okay. And then after a year when you're replacing the filter?
The replacement is $74.99.
Okay.
And also, just to let everyone know, the Freshwaterworks, the system that retails for about $40, that replacement is about $20. But if you want to upgrade to a 10 stage, the cartridges are interchangeable, so you don't have to buy the whole new system. You can just buy a 10 stage replacement cartridge, put it in your Freshwaterworks cartridge, and then you have a year of the more powerfully removed filter.
Ah, boy, that someone had their thinking cap on when they engineered that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so that someone could get into. I'm just kind of thinking, for some people, if the budget's tight and they've spent everything for Christmas, this kind of thing, but they want to get something on, start off a new year. So essentially, you've got $40 for the fresh water works and $45 for the shower thing. So for less than $100, and they can find dealers on your website, right?
Yeah, or they can call and we can find
or call in.
Yeah, either our website or call. They do all the filters make wonderful Christmas gifts too. That's what I give every year. Obviously, I'm a little biased because I work here, but that's what I've always given, and it's a great gift because it lasts all year long, and then the following year I get everyone replacement cartridges for another year.
Yeah.
So it's a gift that gives all year long.
Hey.
It saves people money and helps with their health too. So.
Yeah, you gotta love that. Now, one of the things that comes up is, of course, we've addressed the water at the sink, and we've addressed making it more pure, at least a couple of good ways. I know there's further we could go. But there was something else. There's what do we do, like when we have newborns or babies in the household? Trying to put them in the shower, that doesn't work too well.
No, not at all. We do have, and it's great for everyone as well as babies. That like to take baths, we have what we call the Splish Splash Natural Bath Filter. And it's basically a ball that will remove the chlorine out of the bath water. It's the same concept as everything else, just a chemical-free living. And what you do, you don't install it or anything. When you're filling the tub, there's a rope on the ball. So you hang it from the faucet. Some of the water will run through it, but not all of it, and then you'll have to swish it around in the water for a little bit after that. And that way you get the same benefits in the bathtub as you would in the shower. And like you said, Ken, with the babies and small children, people will see the benefits of the shower filter and want that same benefit for their kids. So this bath ball is great for that.
Okay, so if they're very, very young, that would be the way to go. And what's the investment on that?
That one, suggested retail is $44.99.
Okay, so in the same ballpark as that?
Yeah, as a shower. And that has a replacement cartridge as well. This one is good for 200 baths. So that would be right around, you know, a year on average use. And the replacement pouch for that retails for $32.99.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this is good. I'm wondering. I didn't know if you wanted to briefly explain this RO or reverse osmosis water filtration. You have a system for that, and can you give us an overview about that?
Yeah, definitely. We do offer a reverse osmosis system. That is under-the-counter system. Oh, and just I think I forgot to tell everyone also, the 10 stage in the Freshwaterworks filters can be converted to under the sink. If you do not want the filter sitting on top of your counter, you can purchase a conversion kit. It's everything you need to put those filters under the sink, too.
Oh.
So, yeah. But the reverse osmosis system is an under-the-sink system. It's a reverse osmosis filter. So reverse osmosis is basically pharmaceutical-grade water. It removes absolutely everything out of the water. All the contaminants and everything. One thing reverse osmosis does also remove, this is one of the reasons I don't use one myself. It removes all the essential minerals out of the water.
Yeah.
So you have to get those in some other way, like trace minerals or through tablets. That's one thing. Another thing with reverse osmosis, it takes a lot of water to make the water. You're using about 3 gallons of water to make 1 gallon. So there's 2 gallons of wastewater there. We do have this system available because reverse osmosis water is the purest water available, I mean, the purest system, which is great for some people. So we have that available if you need it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's important. So you do cover that base, and you are cautioning people if they do use an RO system to make sure that they're replacing the natural minerals, trace minerals and natural minerals that are helpful that can be in the water. Otherwise, I guess there can be some downside to not having those minerals, right?
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're essential for your body to function.
I had seen some years ago, this was a company that was selling some trace mineral stuff, and they had a couple of electrodes that if you touched them together, a light bulb would go on. It was plugged into the wall, and then they put the electrodes down into distilled water or RO water, and the light wouldn't light.
Hmm.
And then they put in a few drops of trace minerals, and all of a sudden, the light would go on.
Oh, wow.
Showing that there was this electrical conductivity, that you needed the minerals for that to take place. And, of course, our body works on sending little tiny electrical signals all over the place to get everything to function.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's a really, really important thing to be aware of if someone's using that reverse osmosis, very clean water, but it's taken out some stuff that you want. And that's important to know. Now I am just kind of excited because we're getting into an area where this refuge that's talking about addressing. Well, plastic, the amazing amount of landfill and stuff that gets dumped and not recycled. And that's one of the other specialties of your company, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. The litter-free living, we call it, as far as reusable bottles that we manufacture.
Ah, okay. Now, can you describe a little bit of... of course, some of the reasons for that, I think we may mention a little bit. What about just the petrochemicals that are needed for the plastics? And
exactly, all the chemicals and petroleum it takes, number one, to produce the plastic, to put bottled water in, as well as the landfills filling up with it. I have a few facts on bottled water that might be of interest to some of the listeners. On average, one person uses 166 disposable plastic water bottles each year, and that's like if you go to the gas station or grocery store and buy a bottle of water for $2 or whatever they cost. Now, if everyone in New York City were to use a reusable water bottle for 1 week, there would be 24 million bottles saved out of the landfill, and not all of them go into the landfill because some people do recycle, but it's not a lot of percentage of people that do recycle. So if everyone in New York City were to use a reusable bottle for 1 week, that would save 24 million bottles.
24 million bottles,
yeah.
A week?
Exactly, and then...
in New York, so, I mean...
And that's New York City alone. And then 1 month is 112 million bottles, and 1 year is 1.328 billion bottles that will not be going into the landfill if everyone in New York City had a reusable water bottle.
Wow, and that's just New York alone, and if we start to multiply that by the whole country, that's staggering.
Yeah, exactly, and making bottles to meet America's demand for bottled water requires more than 1.5 million barrels of oil each year.
Mm.
1.5 million barrels of oil, that's enough to fuel around 100,000 cars for a year.
Wow.
And then it also, and on the car issue, it costs more money to drink bottled water than it does to put gas in your car. I mean, the gas prices are down a little bit. They're still higher than we'd like them to be, but like this past summer when it was $3-4 a gallon, that was still cheaper than paying for bottles of water every time you went to the store. So you save a lot of money by getting a reusable water bottle and filter.
Huh. Okay. Now, I guess immediately I think, okay. So I bought a bottle at a convenience store. I was thirsty, and I didn't want to drink tap water. So I bought some of that, and I guess a couple of things come up is, one, I'm hearing that some of the bottled water may actually only be tap water that's put in bottles, and is not that better. Is there any truth to this?
That's what I've seen. I can't answer that for sure, but all the news reports and stuff I've seen, they've actually found a couple large companies that were doing that, just converting tap water into a bottle and selling it for massive profits, obviously.
Yeah.
And there is no restrictions or guidelines from the FDA or anybody on bottled water. So people can basically put whatever they want in it and sell it as water or spring water.
Okay. Wow, that's a bit scary.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm just kind of wondering, let's say you did end up getting a bottle of the bottled water that was actually purified and better, and then I'm going to possibly reuse my plastic bottle, thinking that that's going to be a good deal in terms of being a little more conscious about environmental pollution with throwing it away. But I'm just wondering, am I actually risking something just using a plain plastic?
There is a possibility of plastic leaching contaminants into the water, some of the chemicals that are makeups of the plastic. So the one-time use bottles, which are what bottled water is purchased in, should not be used more than one time, because after the first time there could be leaching of chemicals in the water. And I don't know if you've experienced this, Ken, but a couple of times I have gone to the store and purchased a bottle of water, and you can actually taste plastic in the water itself. And that right there tells you you're ingesting chemicals.
Yeah, because I guess I haven't had any of the doctors I go see tell me I was plastic deficient. I needed to get more plastic in my diet.
No, I don't think that really comes up too much.
No. So that's a problem there. And I guess this is one of the areas where you and the good people there at newwaveenviro.com, you really sparkle.
Right, yeah. We do have a full line of reusable water bottles. The company was founded with the filters, and then we saw a need, and this was, 12, 15 years ago, before people even thought about throwing away plastic and thought it was bad for the environment, saw a need for reusable water bottles to sell along with the filters, with, the environment in mind and people's health, and just a way to carry their filtered water. So we started with a polycarbonate plastic that was reusable, and it's a great, durable, glass-like, non-porous plastic. There has been some issue with it recently, and a lot of press about a chemical called BPA, in that plastic. Most of the press is talking about baby bottles that have to be boiled to be sterilized because there's a study using boiling water that showed minor leaching of the BPA into the water. As far as a reusable water bottle, there was never any leaching shown. But we did start looking into other types of plastic to use because every time an article came out, we would get thousands of phone calls about people being concerned about it. And we came across a new plastic. It's called an E-Star resin, which contains no BPA, and it's both reusable and recyclable. And we're making our smaller, more popular sports bottles and the one-gallon bottles in that new plastic resin right now. And it's been great. It's a really good move for the company and for the consumer, too, because if there's a chance they crack the bottle or just get sick of it and want a new one or a new color or something, they can recycle it. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, one, it's recyclable. And then this, because there's no, you said BPA was the chemical that was discovered with the, because the polycarbonate for years had been considered the premium way to go. And then if I'm understood, if the polycarbonate was boiled, especially like for whatever baby bottles and stuff, then that's where they started to see some leaching. So you had to actually boil that.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, so if someone out there has a polycarbonate bottle right now, it's totally fine. It's not going to leach anything in the water. As long as it's used as intended as a reusable water bottle and you don't boil it.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Well, that's a nice, important distinction to help clarify because, you know, here's this report and that report, and now you've helped explain how there can be concern, and here's a specific situation where there is concern when you're boiling it, and if you're not, then its use is fine, and you're getting going beyond that to this E-Star resin thing.
Right. Yeah.
Which I don't know. I don't know if this one would be the solution for the baby bottle thing, where they can be boiled and.
No, it wouldn't. This one, the main difference between this and the polycarbonate, they look the same and they feel the same, but the difference is the heating point. The E-Star resin cannot withstand temperatures over like 130 degrees, I believe. So,
okay,
that's why that cannot be made into baby bottles.
All right.
For a reusable water bottle, it's perfectly fine.
Okay, good. All right. So that at least brings it back to this other, you know, other area of generally what we're talking about. And then there was this other thing mentioned, corn resin.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I mean, I've heard of, you know, corn liquor and moonshine, but
yeah. And now plastic.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't think you could put the moonshine in the corn plastic bottle, though. It might do something to the plastic. But we do have another type of plastic too that is made out of corn resin. It's 100% renewable. It will biodegrade in a commercial compost in 80 days. And it's just an amazing bottle. It's a softer feeling type of plastic. So you can squeeze it. And there is a filter that comes with the bottle, which is great for traveling. So if you're like at the airport or kids in school, you can get the bottle and the filter, just fill it at the water fountain or a tap, and then squeeze the water through the filter, removes the chlorine and the organic contaminants.
Ah.
Yeah, so it's a wonderful product. It works really well. People just love it, and containing no petroleum products in the plastic either is just an amazing thing that they can even make this.
Wow. You guys got to let Ed Begley know about this.
Actually, he does.
Oh.
You mentioned the Tyra Banks show.
Yeah.
It was Ed Begley's wife who actually took this bottle on to the Tyra Banks show.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Ah. You getting out there. Good. That's excellent, Dan.
Yeah, definitely. And I think he lists us as a resource in his books, too. Or one of them he did, I know for sure. I haven't seen his latest one. But
Yeah,
he's a great guy and does a lot for the environment and the cause and everything. So.
Yeah, huh. Well, that's excellent to have this. And does that come in one or different sizes?
It's only one size. It's about 20 ounces.
Okay.
So it's a smaller bottle. The filter that comes with it is good for 90 uses in that bottle.
All right.
So 90 20-ounce servings, I guess.
Yeah.
What the filter will remove chlorine.
Oh, okay. So that one can be a nice thing if someone's on the road and they don't have a ready source of that.
Exactly. And you know, people that are flying, too, it's great for that, especially since now you can't take liquids through security. You can buy this bottle, you can take that through and then fill it up when you get on the other side. And so instead of paying the $4 or whatever they charge at the airport, this bottle with the filter retail is $8.99, so that's good for 90 uses. So it's less than 10 cents per bottle of filtered water.
Ooh, yeah, and that's good that you brought up that thing. Yeah, because I know the airports have a major collection of plastic bottles.
Yeah,
people go through the security, and so this gets you in there because they see it's empty, and there's no issue with taking it on board because it's empty.
Exactly.
Okay, and they don't confuse the filter for a small bomb or anything.
I'm sorry, Ken. What was that?
I said, and they don't think the little tiny filter in the bottle is a small bomb or anything.
No, not at all. It's just charcoal.
Okay, good. All right. Well, we have to address all these aspects because we want to be careful and respectful when we're traveling.
Oh yeah.
Now. And then there's another area that in your bottles that I think is kind of exciting, because I had a doctor that one of the key things he talked about was in his clinic he just told people don't use any kind of plastic for any of your drinking stuff, use glass, and he would see just an improvement in that. But then of course glass being fragile and breakable. It was just, you know, just doesn't travel well, and, you know, so it's like, well, what, you know, then comes the, you know, what do we do? We want something that's pure, that's not plastic, and that's where you guys filled a gap.
Yeah, we do have a line of stainless steel water bottles as well. They are made from a 304 grade stainless steel, they call it. 304 grade is the grade that like commercial kitchens are required to prepare food on.
Ah.
So it's a real high-quality stainless steel. There's no leaching of any chemicals into the water at all, so it's really a premium material.
Oh, okay, yeah. So like you say, that's what they use in that grade of steel is used in restaurants where they have food preparation and they have to meet health requirements.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have the bottles now in four different sizes. The smallest we have is a 12-ounce, which is great for little kids. It'll fit in a lunchbox, and it's good for a good kid size. Then we have a 20-ounce that's been a real popular bottle for us. It comes tinted in six different colors. Actually, and there's a little carabiner clip on it, so you can loop it to your purse strap or belt loop or backpack and carry around 20 ounces of water. We also have a 1-liter size, which is about 32 ounces, and then the Big Daddy is the 40-ounce water bottle.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right, so that gives you some good variety there.
Yeah.
Huh. So the 12-ounce one fits, is pretty good for a lunchbox?
Yeah, it's just a good size for a small amount of water, just 12 ounces. That's
about the same as
like a can of soda, I think, is 12 ounces now.
Yeah, and unless you go to Supersize Me at the 7-Eleven, in which case it's 5 gallons.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not really, but oh my gosh.
I saw a lady walking out of 7-Eleven this morning with a big, it looked like a gallon mug. I'm sure it was diet soda.
Ah, okay. Yes. Well, of course, the first letters in the word diet, to the first three letters, aren't very fun.
Exactly.
It's like, ah, but that's a whole other subject. Now, so in these, you find that basically what? Is there much care or maintenance needed on these stainless steel things?
No, not at all. They're real simple. I've had a 40-ounce one. I've had the same one for about 3 years. I've dropped it and done pretty much everything except run it over, and it's still perfectly fine. I just rinse it out every morning, just rinse it with hot tap water, and then about once a week I'll rinse it with vinegar and water, and that'll kill if there's any bacteria or anything. And you could even use like a mild dish soap or vinegar or even baking soda, rinse it out every now and then just to make sure the bottle stays clean inside, and that's about all the maintenance they need.
Oh, okay. I guess some people like different styles of caps for these things.
Mm-hmm.
You're addressing that, aren't you?
Yeah, we have a few different options for caps. There's a sports cap where you pull up on the top of it and the water will flow out, and then we also have a stainless steel cap. The sports cap is made out of plastic, which is the only way they can be manufactured. But the plastic doesn't really touch the water when it's full, and also it's going through so fast when you're drinking, you don't have to be concerned about any leaching of chemicals or anything. And then the stainless steel cap is if you just want pure stainless steel, then you can get that as an option too.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there you go. So you got that covered. This is a pretty good. Now, around in the workplace, kinds of things. Or in the kitchen, if we're gonna have a water that's out there that's purified, and I'm noticing looks like you've got some things that you can put water on or in, too, on your website.
We do. We have actually porcelain water dispensing crocks that are 100% lead-free. It's a porcelain-type ceramic. And then we also have a stainless steel water crock now, too, that holds 2.2 gallons of water. And the crock is basically, if you can't picture it, it's what you see like 5-gallon bottles of water sitting on with the spigot on the bottom. So you turn the bottle upside down, the water fills the crock, and then you can empty it into your bottle or glass with the spigot.
Oh, yeah. So you can have a good amount of your purified water readily and available there.
Yeah. And the filters don't take any time to filter the water either. We have one set up here in our break room at the sink. There's quite a few people that will take them to their place of business because they work so well. One really good example is, you mentioned the Leonardo DiCaprio's website.
Yeah.
Earlier in the broadcast, he made the movie The 11th Hour, a documentary that was a call to action on global warming about a year and a half ago. Tree Media produced the film, and they actually used our 10-stage drinking water filters and our stainless steel water bottles during production of that movie, the film, the documentary, in their Tree Media office and in Leonardo DiCaprio's foundation's office.
Hooray.
So, yeah, and if anyone cares, Leo has one of the gold 20-ounce stainless steel bottles.
Oh. Yes, so, we want to know.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool that they're doing that, too, because they are practicing what they preach as far as the film is concerned. So,
this is excellent. Wow. Dan, I tell you, it's you've helped make a subject here more interesting, because with all that's going on in a person's life, and sometimes they say, well, I got big problems, I got to do this, I got to do this, is it's like, well, yes, that's true, there's the important things to address, and how would you like to do something simple that's low cost and yet important for your health and well-being?
Yeah.
And you've just brought to our attention your company, New Wave Enviro, at newwaveenviro.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And that phone number again for you folks?
The number, the 800 number, is 1-800-592-8371.
Wow, thank you. I want to thank you, Dan, and thank my listeners. Of course, wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas to all, and tune in every week, Advanced Living on BBS Radio. And Dan, thank you again, and my dear listeners, Merry, Merry Christmas to you and to you, Dan, and tune in next week for more fun and adventure on Advanced Living Radio.
Let's go out!